Mr. Loving, we are two internet journalists who work with social medias and produce contents for the internet. Mm-hmm. And even though we believe that in internet participative culture, we are very interested in your criticism to the free ideology. Mm-hmm. And what is the value of free culture and what is the price today?
The value and the price.
And the price.
Okay, yes. These are two economic terms. I have to say I'm not a Marxist. I would like to send you to the Marxist colleagues for the precise definition of the value and the value exchange. The symbolic value, the value of the labor, and so on and so on. Because the value idea, the concept, of course, has changed a lot over the last decades, but in particularly related to the whole discussion about the free software and the open source. Of course, the logic of the free software and the open source, at first glance, just put the whole question, the Marxist ideas about value and value creation, the price of labor and so on, completely upside down, right? Because why would you work for free? Why does a commodity that you have produced has a price of zero and so on? You know, this is... Yes. So there is a whole debate happening, and I would really like to point everyone to this debate within the contemporary Marxism about the value, because it's very interesting and it's very good to contribute to this, and because the right questions are asked there. Because I think in relation to the kind of the hype and the common notions of the free and open source, you know, we know them. I guess everybody knows them, so we don't have to repeat them here. So I'm referring now to the kind of you know, the libertarian frames given by Mr. Richard Stallman, Lawrence Lessig, the whole American kind of school in that respect. My critique is not so much a critique of these notions and ideas, but it asks kind of to be more culturally aware and more specific about the kinds of works that is being talked about, because what is in fact happening is that there's a kind of a silent migration happening from all these terms and debates happening in the free software and open source to other modes of production,
to content,
to other professions. With that I mean the music, the creative professions, film. Of course, is kind of also already materialized in the fact that the same kind of people who drew up all these ideas in free software and open source then moved on and created this whole notion of the creative commons. And so we see this shift from the code to the content. It's something that has happened, let's say, over the last five years. But there's a huge difference between the computer programmer who wants the freedom and who wants to exchange, and the person who is doing creative work. Because there's an enormous and still growing demand for technical people. And there's a declining demand for music and for creative people. And the funny thing is that the people who are, you know, whose profession is doing very well, who are earning a lot of money, are now saying to others who are learning less and less, that they should give away their work for free. And this is what I don't find, what I find unfair, and not very clever, because it shows that they are not really self-aware of what they are doing. They are not culturally self-aware, but also not economically self-aware. They are now pushing some principles, turning them into universal kind of good ideas, and then imposing them on others without looking specifically at you know, what is happening in this field.
You mean that it may happen something that has happened in 2001 with the previous new economy?
Mm-hmm.
It may be the case that there is going to be another big crisis.
Well, there's already a crisis happening in the creative fields, but this is not acknowledged. There is a crisis in content production. You know, more and more, it becomes obvious that you know, the music is for free, and very soon the films and documentaries will be for free. I mentioned here in the talk, you know, if you look at what a web designer can earn, it's going down and down and down, because your 15-year-old nephew, he is your direct competitor. Yeah, because, you know, what can he ask? He's very happy with €5 an hour, right? Yes, but you are a professional, you know. You are a 25 or a 40-year-old person. Maybe you have a kid, or you have a house or something. How can you... I'm not even now talking about, you know, people in China or India. That's not so much... They are not the competitors in this market. It's really your nephew who is the direct threat. So it's the kid around the corner who's cutting the prices. Yeah. So that makes these whole fields completely unsustainable. And then when people here start asking, yeah, but you know, look at the drama of the internet, because so many people don't know how to work with it, and the interfaces are so bad. Well, I know why the interfaces are so bad. You know, because the artist is the absolute trash person. You know, it's the last one on the payroll. It's the one who is squeezed out, and whose role is being taken over by even worse automated software. Because this is, of course, what you see with the blogs. What's so nice about the blogs? You don't have to design them, right? Yeah, but that's also poverty. That's cultural poverty.
Yes. Yeah. But do you see any new business model for the web 2.0? There can be a change in this declining.
No, I absolutely no. No, I'm completely desperate. I wish I could tell you, you know, because it's a bit problem, because we can refer to iTunes, for instance, because people are aware of the problem, and within iTunes, they are prepared to pay money to download music, right? And they're doing this. Millions of people are doing this. So we could point at iTunes as a successful model. But I don't want to do that, because iTunes business model is completely problematic. You know, I don't know why people are using it. The whole idea that you can only download it once, you can't transfer it to other machines. If you have it on your iPod, but then your iPod breaks, you can't move it to another. You can't move it from your iPod to, let's say, more like a normal MP3 player. And so, you know, the list of dramas of the people who use iTunes, you know, is long. So anyway, maybe, and then there's maybe a more positive example of Radiohead recently, you know, who gave away their new CD for free and said, well, we're giving it away, but if you want to pay us, please do so and give whatever you think it's worth. Yeah, I like that. I think that you know, in the, but we also know that other groups, of course, will not be able to do that because we're not. Not everyone is Radiohead, right? I mean, it's obvious, and it's obvious if you are a fan of Radiohead, you know, that you do want to pay them because you acknowledge them. You have an affective. There's an affect there. You have some feeling because you have a memory of the band, listening to it in the car or. You know, when you were in bed, or I don't know, you have some feelings about this band, so you are quite willing to pay them if they ask you to pay, and if they ask you to be generous, they don't say pay €2, they don't say five. In a way, it's an effective a challenge already. It's just a very interesting a model that we could further explore. But of course, the short answer is no. This is not the model for a starting band. Or
you speak about artists and humanity scholars to build a new architecture in internet.
I said that here.
Yeah.
The people who are in charge of that are in fact here, but they are completely unaware that this is so urgent. And I've gone a little bit through the books and the things that are available here. And there's absolutely no mention. What is mentioned, though, that's quite interesting, is that in quite many of the presentations and also in the more technical papers and presentations, they every now and then mention the word creative. They do. But that's it. then it stops. So they are not really aware what's which only, you know, kind of reproduces the already existing model that we have had for many decades, that there is the technology people and they know very well, they get lots of money, €1 billion I think they got, you know, and they have full supremacy. They are completely in charge. And then there's even Americans who say, you know, you will have more money than we do. That's quite likely. So the internet researchers in Europe over the next 10 years will be the leading researchers, right? Now, that's also frightening if they have absolutely zero idea what's happening, you know, in the broader creative environment, and they are only looking at technical solutions.
Well, you already mentioned before, but do you think there is something that we can save from participative medias?
Oh, yeah, so much, almost everything. I'm not a pessimistic at all, you know. I mean, I only want to point at, you know, that we should take ourselves more serious. Because I don't want that the young people are going to have, they become unemployed or have the bad jobs and then kind of have this wrong idea, in my view, that the internet economy is for someone else. That the internet is only there to maybe, you know, to participate in the evenings. Huh? In your spare time. With your friends and your comrades and whoever, you know, you want to... The other fans of this or that band. But I think, you know, I mean, we should take ourselves more serious. And in that sense, also we should use those participatory media in a better way to organize ourselves and to eventually turn this thing into a working economy. That, you know, it's all about kind of a redistribution of wealth and money. And that's a fight. You have to understand that this is a fight. Now, it's the telecom companies who make the money, together with the people who manufacture the hardware and the software. They are the ones who are earning the money at the moment. And it's in their interest that everybody believes that content is free. Because in that way, You know, they don't have to redistribute any of the revenues, right? That's it. And that's why they like the amateur so much, and this is why, they encourage the YouTube people to produce even more video crap and so on. Yeah? I also blame the TV and the traditional media for this, you know? Because they don't want to think about these revenue models for the future. The only thing they want to do is defend the old models of film and television. And that's very short-sighted.
Don't you think there is a convergence between different media?
No, I don't think so. Because not on the economic level. That's only technological.
Oh, okay.
So if only there was economic convergence, you know, then people who are producing for internet would get a fair share of the money that's circulating. But there isn't anything like that. So there is no economic convergence at all. Yeah, you know? And I fear that there will be just that all these rules about free content will also be applied to many, many more fields that people have no idea about yet. And it just means that people have to then look for other ways of making a living. But I think Europe is ready, you know, ready to develop a creative economy, to develop some kind of knowledge commons that recognize, people who do the research, for instance, should be acknowledged. My example is always, you know, look at Italy. Italy absolutely needs and has a great army of very good investigative journalists, right? The whole investigations about the mafia, Camorra, and so on and so on. These are things, yeah, but this research takes many, many years, right? It's very hard to, and you need a lot of knowledge in the first place, and then, Italy absolutely needs these investigative journalists. Now, the whole development of the internet is going in a direction where the investigative journalists will disappear completely. Yeah? Now, we should not let this happen. We should say, no. The investigative journalists are doing a vital work in our society, and they need to have the highest paid jobs, you know, because this is what they are finding out, what they are doing is absolutely vital. They were already marginal, you know, within the old system. Now, well, forget it. I mean, can you imagine that you say to an investigative journalist, well, you do your work in the evening and then you know, it's ridiculous.
The quality of contents in internet is declining.
Yeah.
And maybe there will be a need for quality in the future, so maybe this could be a switch that could make the difference. Yeah.
But definitely. But if we have no payment systems to reward this good quality content, then how are we going to do that? So that's my question. And that's why I bring that question here to this forum, because the technology people who should actually develop that are sitting in this room. But you asked something about, because I want to continue a little bit, you know, about the good side somehow of the participatory media, and then that question is still there and absolutely relevant. And I think from a political point of view, for instance, there's a lot we can still learn from that, and we haven't really seen any, or not major. For instance, political interventions inside the Web 2.0 or with using it. We know some stories about the smart mobs and about the kind of the use of these media But in fact, you know, maybe it's got also got to do a little bit with the decline of political movements over the last few years or so. So there is something odd happening here. There's an enormous rise of social networks, and they are very interesting, and they open up a lot of interesting kind of windows to what could be done. But we also see a real decline, especially of the autonomous movements, let's say post-Genova, post-anti-globalization movement, let's say. And these movements are also, of course, you know, there's this very interesting struggle, inner struggle that I also have. Like, how could we use these participatory means to mobilize people in a way that is absolutely secure, not transparent, and conspiratorial? So, because the moment you kind of open it up, it's kind of, it becomes very, very difficult, you know, because then intelligence, secret service, and police, and so on, they have full insight what you're doing, what you're planning. So, and this is kind of also where a lot of the activists kind of stop. They say we cannot use this, we cannot even use internet and so on. But also this means that we lose a lot of kind of vital points of contact to young generations. And we also should see that it's the young generations exactly who are always the main forces, the motor, right, behind the movements. So, you know, there's a problem there that we really have to address. Because otherwise it's just growing further and further and further apart. Because these social networks, you know, they're ideal political tools. They are. And there are already many, many examples of ways to use them in a really interesting way.
But the problem of control is real. I mean, they're
real. And surveillance, of course. Yeah.
So it's impossible now.
We are in an impossible situation. But nonetheless, we have to discuss it. We have to put it on the agenda because we cannot say, well, it's impossible, well, and then you know, just to walk away and this. You know, no, we have to sit here and go through it because. We have to understand that the social networking sites, for instance, they are the ecologies of the young people. This is their environment. And then you cannot just say, oh, well, shit, you know, it's all bullshit, it's corporate or something. No. I mean, that's, first of all, not all of these things are corporate. You know, a lot of these things are working with very interesting concepts still. A lot working with interesting concepts of free software, open source, open knowledge and so on. You know, these are absolutely valuable still interesting concepts. So, and the same with the participatory culture. Participatory culture is always what a lot of the radical social movement have practiced and have demanded. So you can't just simply walk away and say, well, you know, this is not what we want. No, in fact, this is what we wanted for a long time, and we still don't like it. So what the heck is going on?